Hey, Wooters. This is Zach Rains. I'm winemaker for DeVos Winery up here in Paso Robles. You know, our winery and our family, we had a little homestead out there. And, you know, thought we might as well get into the grape business. And, you know, we one time had walnuts. And so, yeah, we moved on up to crushing grapes and getting dirty hands and, you know, purple feet and all that stuff. But anyway, let's talk about the wine today. We're talking about the Trifecta Syrah that we've got up there. It's kind of a little trip down the 101, if you may. First wine is the 2008 Coulson Canyon Syrah. And if you guys are familiar with Coulson Canyon, you know that's a pretty well-known vineyard up in the Santa Barbara area. Not quite Santa Barbara, but a little bit higher up in the hills still. Nevertheless, great Syrah, really plush, really velvety, silky. Tannins are really smooth on it. It's a riper Santa Barbara Syrah than you may be used to. I personally love that. It's fleshy, it's soft, it's silky, and it goes down smooth. So that's the Coulson Canyon. If you cruise on up and you keep going up the 101, you're going to find yourself, of course, in Paso Robles, that we find our home. And there we have a Paso Robles Syrah, which is a blend of three vineyards. It's our estate Syrah, which is on the Adelaida west side of Paso Robles. Most of the fruit that we deal with is west side fruit, with one exception, that being the Carmenere, and that was on Woot a couple months ago, I believe. But nevertheless, back to the Syrah, that's an estate grapes, also Star Ranch grapes, as well as another vineyard over in the Templeton Gap area. So it's a nice composite blend of Paso Robles, gives you all the good areas, Adelaida, and of course the Templeton Gap. So that's that one. That one's a little bit more higher toned than the Coulson Canyon. Nevertheless, it's a great wine. It's moderate in alcohol for a Paso Robles wine. We try not to have the alcohols skyrocket, but you know, sometimes people like that, and sometimes if the balance is there, that's important, because you can have a high alcohol wine as long as you have the balance. So the last wine that we come to, we're going to travel back in time now, because we have the two wines for 2008, so we're going to jump in our time machine, and we're going to go back to 2007, and that's the Ogle Sokol Syrah,